With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Maria Christian Herrera Mendez has pleaded guilty to dangerous driving in connection with an April 2025 crash on South Church Street. She also admitted to inflicting grievous bodily harm, but entered a not guilty plea to a charge of obstructing justice. Her defense counsel has asked the Crown to review the obstruction charge in light of her guilty pleas. The matter will return to the Grand Court for a further mention before Ms. Mendez learns her fate at sentencing. In other news, it's going to be a hot one, folks. The National Weather Service has issued its first ever heat wave forecast, predicting above average temperatures for the Cayman Islands. Forecaster Carrie Forbes.
So a heat wave consists of daily maximum temperatures meeting or exceeding a certain threshold, having above average minimum temperatures, and these conditions last in at least 3 days. Daily maximum temperatures need to meet or exceed a certain threshold. This threshold is local specific for heat waves, and it changes with every climatological period.
Ms. Forbes tells CIGTV this summer will see the development of El Nino, which will lower the possibility of tropical cyclone development in our region.
For the wet season spanning between May through November, in occurrence with the El Nino, we should expect above average temperatures, below average rainfall for the season, though there could be bursts of heavy rainfall, though not as often, as well as fewer occurrences of tropical system development.
That being said, you still need to make sure your hurricane plans are up to date and you're stocked in the event of a storm.
So despite having the probability of having a below average hurricane season, it only takes one system to have significant effects. So we do urge the public to stay prepared and monitor updates from the National Weather Service.
To learn more, you can visit weather.gov.ky. Finally, a Grand Court judge has set a 2nd of November trial date for Ethlyn Michelle Johnson Ebanks, who's pleaded not guilty to attempted murder and to causing grievous bodily harm with intent stemming from a February incident with her husband. Her trial is expected to last up to 1 week, and she will return to court on the 10th of September for case management. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles.